T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Daryl Riders reports, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, guys. Football tonight for you, huh?
How about that? Finally. Good grief. It's been a long off season. How excited are you for the preseason? Do you even care about the preseason, or are you just trying to get through this?
I kind of try and just try and get through training camp in the preseason, but at least there's like something to break down and talk about. And you know, just a reminder for fans out there, this is kind of the preseason's about evaluating players, not so much the team. And
sure,
that's how the front office and the coaching staff kind of looks at this thing. So it'll just be exciting to be able to watch the Browns work against someone not wearing brown and orange and white, and have something tangible to talk about unrelated to the quarterback.
Daryl, we've tried to keep people updated as best we can on the latest we're hearing on all of the Deshaun Watson stuff, including that a settlement is possible. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk says stay tuned. What's the latest you can share with us on Deshaun?
The Browns have not been informed anything from the league office regarding playing status tonight. In other words, the NFL has not told the Browns Deshaun Watson can't play tonight. So that's where we're at. As we have this conversation right now, Deshaun Watson will start tonight in Jacksonville for the Browns. He'll get a couple of series of work. And, that's kind of cutting this thing close, right?
I mean, you don't say.
And I think that's part of where the settlement talks are kind of coming from, that Pro Football Talk is reporting, because I think the writing's on the wall for Deshaun Watson in the camp. The NFL really is steadfast in not wanting him to be able to play this year, and it seems like at least from my perspective, when I evaluate this situation and how it's just, you know, progressed over the last couple months, and both sides have been posturing the last 2 months. I tweeted about that this afternoon, but like it seems like the only way he's going to get to play this year is if there is a settlement. His camp putting out to the Associated Press last night that, hey, you know, we'll take a $5 million fine and 8-game suspension. Sure, no problem. Let's get it done. And here we are about, a little over 24 hours or so after that report, and there's been no real movement, right? The league has not accepted that. We don't have any final word from the league about that. So it seems like that Deshaun's camp would really like to get this thing settled to ensure that Watson will, in fact, be allowed to play at some point this season.
What do you expect of Deshaun tonight? If it's just a couple of series, 3 series, whatever it ends up being, what do we expect to see out of him? I mean, should we expect him to look, you know, mid-season form and look great?
No, I don't expect him to look mid-season form, Dustin, just from the standpoint he hadn't played in a while. I mean, January 2021, I believe, was his last game. So that's a long, long time. The most important thing that I'm looking for tonight, Dustin, as far as Deshaun Watson's concerned, is accuracy and timing, right? I think that those are really the two most important things. To expect that he's just going to go out there and light the world on fire, I don't know that that's necessarily realistic. I also don't know that's absolutely necessary considering it's a preseason game. But, you know, let's see a clean, efficient, well-run offensive unit with him on the field and him showing some chemistry and some timing with his skill position guys. I think the Browns fans can walk away feeling pretty good about his performance, including the coaches too.
I'm sure you've been asked this before, but your impression so far specifically on Deshaun from what you've seen of him in training camp?
Well, from a pure football standpoint, he looks good. You know, you certainly can see when you watch him practice why the Browns took the risk that they took, and they gave up what they gave up to get him here in Cleveland. He has looked good. I think he's had a solid camp. And I think that that's also impressive considering what is hovering over him and the entire organization right now.
Daryl, what do you make of the potential for Jimmy Garoppolo if it is a full year?
Well, I think it's would be the smart move. My number one concern isn't so much about acquiring Jimmy G, because I think that's the move to make. Like, if they aren't able to settle this thing, Dustin, and Deshaun can't play this year, like, you can't afford to waste another year of Myles Garrett and Joel Bitonio and Nick Chubb's career. Like, this team is built to win big now. It's part of the reason, again, why Andrew Berry did what he did this offseason. He basically looked at this roster and said, yeah, there's some things we needed to tweak, right? I mean, unfortunately, Jakeem Grant got hurt, but he did address the special teams in the return game. They draft Cade York because kicker was such a problem the last couple of years. In fact, since Phil Dawson was unceremoniously shown the door by the Browns, so to speak, it's been a problem. Defensively, getting Jadeveon Clowney back and things like that. But quarterback was like number one to get this franchise to where they want to go. Andrew Berry made the tough call that Baker wasn't going to be the guy to do it. We have to get an elite quarterback so that with the talent we have can maximize those years and this window of contention we have, because certainly didn't happen last year, right? Didn't maximize that. And some of those things were out of their control, but that's why I'm supportive. If Deshaun is done for the year, down for the year, I should say, go get Jimmy G, because I think he gives you a really, really good chance. He's a proven winner, not just in the regular season, but he's a proven winner in January. Guys played in a Super Bowl.
That's a huge, huge reason why I think the Browns need to be aggressive in pursuing him if it comes to that. Daryl Ryder on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline with us on 92.3 The Fan. Daryl, I'm curious, beyond Deshaun Watson here, who are you most excited to watch tonight?
I am most excited to watch tonight the defensive tackles, because I think that is the most important battle going on in training camp right now. Jordan Elliott, Taven Bryan, they're the most experienced at the position. Perrion Winfrey, I think, at least from my perspective, I think he's had a solid camp. Kevin Stefanski certainly has made it clear it's not been a perfect camp for Perrion, but really likes the professional approach that Winfrey has brought. Of course, he made all that noise during the draft and got fans really, really excited with the volume of energy he brought. But I want to see what he's able to do. Tommy Togi, I keep an eye on him, because I just kind of feel like he's a little bit of an unknown quantity. Not just for me, but for the Browns, even though I realize they drafted him last year. So those defensive tackles, number one, and then number two, the receivers. Amari Cooper, known quantity there. Anthony Schwartz has been banged up. Will he be able to get some reps tonight? Obviously, we talked about Jakeem Grant being lost for the season, but guys like on the back end of that roster, right? Jamarcus Bradley, who's competing for a roster spot, Javon Wims. Mike Harley is a guy that has made some plays throughout training camp. And then the secondary. I mean, the secondary has had a phenomenal camp. They really have. And so can they play tonight the way they have practiced these first 2.5 weeks of training camp? If they do, it's going to be a long night for the quarterbacks of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Daryl, are you worried at all about wide receiver for the Browns? We asked Stefanski about this the other day, and he says no, but it scares me to
death. He has to say that, Dustin. Right?
I know, it scares me to death.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm very worried about our receiver.
You know, Dustin, I am, because they all suck outside of Amari Cooper.
I don't think that they suck. I think they're unproven.
Right. No, I hear you. And part of, and we've talked about this, Dustin, part of Andrew Berry's philosophy here is they've invested in a lot of these young guys as far as, you know, some draft capital, and really want to give them an opportunity here in camp. And it wouldn't shock me. We've talked about this with defensive tackle. It wouldn't surprise me if this happens also with wide receiver. Once the waiver wire hits on August 31st, that a receiver or two ends up getting claimed by the Browns. Because, I agree with you. It is a concern, especially now with Jakeem Grant going down. They've been banged up since day one of training camp. It's great that Schwartzy's back on the field. It's great that the rookie David Bell is back out there. Don't know if we're going to see him tonight or not, just because he's had some limited practices. So don't be shocked or disappointed if we don't see David Bell, or at least a lot of him, tonight. Michael Woods got banged up, which is really disappointing because I thought he was having a good camp. But again, you got Javon Wims, Jamarcus Bradley, Dylan. Baldwin is a rookie. He's all the way at the back of that depth chart as well. So, yeah, I mean, all of a sudden depth has become a legitimate concern at that position, Dustin, because of the volume of injuries that they've had to deal with here in training camp. Even though, again, they've had some of these guys come back, but it worries me that they've had so many of these injuries already. So depth is a question.
Let's wrap on this one, Daryl. Of the guys who we expect to be in the starting lineup, who among them do you think has the most to prove?
Well,
maybe like somebody like Nick Harris.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably the guy I would say has
Jedrick
something
Wills?
Really to,
yeah,
to
could
prove.
Be.
Maybe, Jed Wills, I think just in totality, it's a season thing for him. He's going to start at left tackle. I don't think he's losing his starting left tackle job. Whereas with Nick Harris, it's not guaranteed he's going to be the starting center, even though I think he has a significant leg up on the veteran Ethan Posick, who they brought in as a free agent this offseason. But when I look at the starting line, I mean, look, all the jobs are pretty much spoken for with the exception of starting center and the two starting defensive tackle spots, right? They're set at defensive end. They're really set at their linebackers, their defensive back, and their whether it's their nickel and their dime packages. They seem pretty deep in the secondary there. So, yeah, I mean, I would just say center and defensive tackle are really the only starting question marks. And, again, I feel like Nick Harris has a tremendous lead in that quote-unquote center competition. I think he would just have to have an awful preseason for him to lose that job.
Daryl, we certainly appreciate your time. Thanks for
jumping
on with us.
You bet. Enjoy the game tonight.
Appreciate you, buddy. Who's going to win, Daryl?
Say a little prediction.
Who's going to win?
I don't predict preseason games. Get out of here.
Baltimore, they don't lose.
They haven't lost since 2016.
They haven't lost in 7-8 years.
I would just like to remind you the Cleveland Browns and Detroit Lions went 4-0 in the preseason before going 0-16. Exhibit A, the preseason, at least from a record standpoint, means nothing.
You know, Daryl, I got to ask you one more non-Browns related question, because I know when you get going, man, there's nobody better. What'd you think about Antonio Brown's tweet?
If I had to describe it in two words, on brand.
That's true. I thought you were going to go with like Looney Tune or something.
No,
on brand.
Brand.
That's pretty on brand for him.
I'm not disputing Looney Tune, but on brand, I think, is the perfect description of that tweet.
Daryl's report's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Thank you, Daryl.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game tonight.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.